Blog Talk Radio.
The tattoos, the sweatpants, and veins. Okay, I don't wear no makeup, no purse in my hand. My resting bitch face is mistaken for the mean girl. But what if I told you there's nothing I want more in this world than somebody who loves me naked? Someone who never asked for love, but knows how to take it. Are you that somebody who sees a wall and breaks it? Are you ready to fight just to see what's left behind my flaws? Can you love me naked? Yeah, 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 naked. Yeah, 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 naked. So catch me at nighttime. Some of my friends think I'm moody, but I think I'm just fine. I could be pissed, but I act like I'm not. I really remember when I say I forgot. No matter how hard
run away from love at the end of the night. I need somebody who loves me naked, someone who never asks for love but knows how to take it. Are you that somebody who sees the wall and breaks it? Are you ready to fight just to see what's left behind my flaws? Can you love me naked? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 naked. I need someone who loves me when I wake up. Who thinks I'm beautiful when I'm looking for thrills? I want that perfect love, am I asking too much? Someone who shoots for the stars, no winner. I'm not any good enough. I need somebody who loves me naked.
Who loves me naked.
Someone who never asks for love but knows how to take
it.
Somebody who sees the wall and breaks it. Are you ready to fight just to see what's left behind my flaws? Can you love me naked? Yeah, yeah.
evening. Welcome to the Love Zone. I'm your host, La Perla Negra, and I'm joined by my sexy, sultry voice, Diva. Hi, DLP. How you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you, La Perla Negra?
I'm good. Sometimes I play music and I be feeling myself. Other people play music and I love, you know, music is life to me. But sometimes I will grab certain songs that I haven't listened to in a long time and they put me in a mood. I'll be like, all right, guys.
Okay.
Yes. How you doing tonight, Diva?
I'm wonderful.
Awesome. I am too. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Diva, you got your Raw Links on?
Mm-hmm.
I got mine. You're breaking up a little bit. Couldn't hear you. What'd you say?
I said most definitely.
I know that's right. Y'all get yourselves over there to Raw Links and get you some. You know, they got a lot of healing properties. And I'm definitely into the spiritual thing. So they play a major part. They're like a staple in my life. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And press 1. So you can participate. We love you too. Before I go any further, I'd like to send a big old shout out to our illustrious CEO, Arthur Larry Maddox, aka For Real the Poet Douglas. Because without him, you know us. Diva. What do you think about this topic tonight, love?
The second I saw the question, it was an immediate red sign, like, no, all the top of my head. It's interesting. I will tell you that. It's very interesting. So why don't you let everybody know what the topic is?
I definitely will. And I'm also going to elaborate on it because I was kind of told earlier. By a particular individual that this is very vast, so it might get taken the wrong way. So I'm going to break it down to you a little bit more about what I mean by the question. Okay. The question is, do you love yourself enough to bear all of you to your partner, mind, body, and soul? Or must you keep certain pieces of you hidden? Now, what I mean by that, loving yourself, have you accepted everything about yourself, which the majority of us haven't, but have you accepted enough of yourself to be completely open with that person that you are in a relationship with or a potential relationship that may blossom? Are you accepting quote unquote flaws, as we call them, which I don't consider them flaws. I consider them just distinguishing characteristics so we can recognize one another. Are you accepting enough of those to open yourself, be open to your partner, or are you not healed yet? Because it's pretty much about a healing. When you can look at yourself inside and out and you can accept everything about you, like, okay, so I'm shaped this way. I got blotches on my skin. I've done some things in the past, you know. You know what I mean? I have a tendency to talk a certain way. You know, just little, and it's usually the little things that we pick at. You know what I mean? We have a tendency to pick ourselves apart because we are, in fact, our own worst enemy. Me, personally, guess what? It is what it is, okay? I don't want to change anything because I have earned every ounce of the way that I am. I have war wounds from my past,
gotcha.
From dealing with shit. And it's just, it is the way it is. God made me beautiful and the way that I am, okay? He made me in his image. And he didn't make no mistakes on me. I mean, there's a few things I want to work on, maybe my weight or something. But other than that, I love me. I love that I'm blessed with intellect. I'm articulate.
Right.
I'm funny, okay? And I think that I can, you know, I bring a light in the room when I come. And I've accepted, you know, that some places I'm just not accepted. And I really don't care about that, you know. It is what it is. So what about you, Diva?
First of all, I mean, now I'm gonna go a little to the other side, okay?
Okay.
I feel that I'm very much complete. I come to someone very complete. Now, there are things that I may not like about myself, which is true, but I don't think I'm ever going to be totally, totally vulnerable to that person and let that person know, you know, everything, mind, body, and soul. There are some things I'm going to keep hidden because that's my choice. Now, he would just have to accept that. Because there are some things in my life I don't feel I can even utter out loud about the things that have happened.
Okay.
And like you, I consider them war scars, but I don't really wish to bring them up. So what I do, I compartmentalize a lot. So I'm not saying that not being healed, it's just that I just choose not to say. And that's how I feel about that. But other than that, shoot. Somebody could put up with me, they good.
You know what? You have every right to keep certain things to yourself. But for me, honestly, if I am getting into a relationship, I'm not going to force that person to open to me completely and totally.
Right.
I want them to be
at
that part where, you know what I'm saying? I'm peaceful. I found peace. I want them to be at peace so we can grow together. And if they come to me and they're not, they're not ready, then we just have to keep it on a social thing until they are ready. And if it never gets to that point, well, guess what? I ain't going to hate you. I ain't going to be mad at you. But I ain't sitting around for years and years and years thinking, you like, look, you know what I mean? I accept people for the way that they are. I'm not a critic. I'm not. I could talk some shit and play with you. But I'm not going to criticize you because I know what it feels like. I might give you some healthy, some constructive criticism if you ask for my opinion. I'm going to give you the truth, but I'm not going to come right out and say, you know what I mean? Just nitpick. I'm not going to do that because I know the damage that it has done to me.
Absolutely.
And it, trust me, I'm very, very strong now because I have I've learned a lot of lessons behind that shit. And it's all good, but you know, people, one thing that we have to understand that everybody is at a different level in life. There are some people that are like me that have accepted everything about themselves, and trust me, I've been through some shit. Y'all be crying if I tell you my story. I'm telling you, you'd be crying and angry. We just have to learn to understand that, and you know, you gotta love them for who they are. You know what I mean? And that's it. Not what they are, who they are, because what people portray is not actually who they really are. Sometimes you have to learn to look past that. I think that's why people find it so easy to talk to me, because I'm not judgmental at all. It's like, okay, well, that's you. You know, it's a part of you. That's fine and good. Do you deal with you? Because I'm good.
Right.
It doesn't change anything about me. I'm still going to love you regardless. You know what I mean? Just don't come to me trying to make me a conspirator talking about I just murdered somebody. Oh, no, don't tell me that. I just want to hear. You know what I mean? But other than that, I mean, I pretty much accept people for who they are because, like I said, I know how it feels to be shunned and judged and criticized purposely with an intent to do harm. For no reason, just because, you know, for whatever reason, the motherfuckers did that shit. They just did. You know, other than that, it's all good. Sheesh, I'm having a hot flash. Girl, I'm going, no more coffee for me in the evening. Because it's got me wound up. Girl, I'm trying to start you. Yeah. Woo. I think it's your fault and them other folks on the video chat talking about coffee, this and this and that. It got me going, Lord. I know y'all can hear it. But, as much as I love our conversation and I would really, really like to keep going on, yeah, that sound y'all hear, I'm fanning myself. what? I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight. I know you did.
I'm not sure it's delicious, though.
well, you know, that's my metaphor for saying good.
Right. Well, I just finished this piece not too long ago, and as normal, it's untitled. So.
Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. See, no one will ever know all of me. You may know I'm fiercely independent, but deep down I yearn for someone to say, it's okay, I got you. I would love it if I got the same love I give to myself. But what I feel deep down, at times so deep, I can't say. In my life, there were some highs, some lows. It's life. It's just the way it goes. I have nothing to hide. Yeah, I struggle with anxiety, depression. But there's more I choose not to share. I find I have bad moments, not bad days. But in love, I could love one with all of his idiosyncrasies, funny ways. I'm a private woman, yet wanting to shout out loud just how much I love him, how love is with him. But my love stays within. I keep a brick or two of my self-erected wall cemented over my heart. So if I ever fall for someone, if I ever get hurt or disappointed, I won't be destroyed. Sometimes the unspoken is warranted, so vulnerabilities won't be exploited. People are so quick to prey on others, and this is why no one will ever know things I'll never reveal. That's that piece.
I heard that. I heard that. Mm-hmm. I love that piece. And you know what? Like I said earlier, we have a right to keep to ourselves as much information as we want. But honestly, I do believe we kind of owe it to our partners to be as open, be as transparent as we possibly can so we can get comfortable. Because believe it or not, that is part of therapy, self-care. When you can open to your partner, especially if you know you have a good one and you can talk to them and they're not going to, what's that word they use, weaponize it, you know what I mean, or throw it back in your face later. Yeah. I think that's that is one of the most horrible things you can do to a person. I really do. Ooh, God, they get me emotional.
Great.
But I love this. I love that. I love guys. Yes. That was wonderful. Give me one second. I'm just trying to program. Hold on one second. I'm trying to program a phone number in, a name to a phone number. Because sometimes this thing will do what it wants to. You know what I mean? It just, what the hell? See, that's what I'm talking about. I'll get back to it. I did. I brought something. I don't know. Did I write this the other night or? Something that I was working on. I think I might have wrote this earlier today. I've been, you know what's crazy?
Okay.
I've been writing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Like, I'm looking at my pieces, and some of them sound like, I'm wondering myself, am I depressed? No, I'm not depressed. I'm just writing. But some of them are, you know, let me just say heartbreak makes for magnificent pieces of poetry.
Absolutely. Whenever you're ready, it's yours, David.
Thank you. Thank you. And this is called Understanding Love Cycle. I remind myself, if my eyes could show my soul, they would cry when they see me smile. So I stay guarded because I've lost so much of myself in this life. But instead of choosing to go numb, I've fallen in love with the pain. So when I grab my pen, in my head, every poem I write starts with, I hope this is the last sad piece I write. Because my heart taught me how to keep my tears invisible. And it's easier to write when they aren't hitting the paper. Wait a minute. Oh, I'm not selfish, though. I still love every day. I just stopped measuring it and comparing it. Because even though it has been said that love is always equal, as long as it's real, it will always come back full circle. I learned that most people cannot reciprocate the kind of love I have and am willing to give. Do give. That's okay. Because I just haven't experienced real love yet. I guess my circle hasn't been completed. And heartbreak is the only feeling I've ever been left with. It's something to feel after all. When you're fed love in rations, you learn to adapt within accepting breadcrumbs until you realize your true worth. So don't judge me. For me, I haven't sacrificed. And that's at peace.
Yes. And you're right. Sometimes you got to meet people where they are. And they got to meet you too.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they may have to elevate, but you're never going to dumb down. Don't ever go down. They must elevate. And if they don't, it's not right. You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
They have to deal with themselves.
Absolutely.
You. So I love that piece, Diva. Hey, just because
you
were hurt before, but you don't shut off love. And that's awesome.
Well,
you know me. I shut it down a minute.
I know, girl. I know. You know what?
So I have, come back
I had at one time in my life, I had closed myself off to love because, you know, the heartbreak, the pain, from being hurt, it's devastating. It's earth shattering. It really is. And when you are hurt like that, you fall down so low. Like I used to say, I became friends with the pattern on the floor because I lost my smile. And y'all know, I love to laugh. I love to smile. It's really, really hard to see a positive side in it. You feel like, well, you know what? My heart is just gone. I'm just a vessel. I'm just existing. That's it. But you pray enough and you believe enough. You know, God will wake you up. He'll zap you again and be like, you're loved. Just, you know, them fools down there with you, sometimes they don't recognize. They weren't the ones for you anyway. You come to realize that and you start waking back up again, you're good. But it doesn't mean that you're going to be there forever. So it's all good. But Diva, are you ready for this? Oh, here comes trouble. Are you ready for this microphone to be open, the first one? Diva, are you there or did your call drop, love?
Nope, I'm here.
I can hear you.
I'm
there you go.
I'm brother. Mm-hmm. Bring him on in.
Okay, here we go. Why isn't it opening? You know what? Blog Talk ain't scoop. Okay, there it goes. There it goes. Hey, poetic. Welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing?
Hey.
Hey, Miss VIP and La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle. How you doing?
Hey, man. Good.
What's good with you?
Danielle, leave out off air stuff. I'm not trouble. Leave that off air, okay? I'm not trouble. Okay.
You the one just exposed that. I didn't say nothing about nothing in the back channel or none of that, okay? Wouldn't nobody know nothing.
The moment you call me trouble, the moment you call me trouble.
How many times have I said that, Diva? How many times have I said that before I opened his mic?
Huh? It's been a while. It's been a while since I ain't been on Love Zone in a minute. It's been a while.
Mm-hmm. Just exposing folks. See?
Nice pieces, lady. Nice. Let's bring it back. Focus. Bring it back. Nice pieces, lady. Very nice pieces. I love blue pieces.
Thank you.
Great show topic. I kind of have to agree with Ms. VIP. There's some things that you just don't need to know about me because, it's just some things you just don't need to know. If it's not
can I
relevant.
Ask the question first?
No, because I'm just talking about what VIP said. I'm going to get to what you said in a moment. We're not answering. I'm not answering what you said.
Yes, you have to answer the question. You can't just come in here, Brody, and the microphone and going
but
over
was
top
okay,
of the whole.
But it was okay. But it was okay for me to come in here and talk about your pieces, though, right? You wanted that accolade.
Of course.
Then let me give you the accolade on your comments. No, I'm just playing. Go ahead. Ask me the question.
Later. All right.
Bring it. Y'all know where I live. You and Baby Diva. Bring it.
No, he didn't. Janice? Okay. All right. Yeah, we got something for you. All right. Poetic.
Yes.
Do you love yourself enough to bear all of you to your partner, mind, body, and soul, or must you keep certain pieces of you hidden?
Okay.
There we go.
I love myself. No one is ever going to not make me love myself. I don't care how much you hate me. I don't care what you say out your mouth. You can never not make me love myself. However, I love myself enough to know that you can't handle everything about me, so therefore some things must stay hidden.
Okay.
All right now. Uh-huh.
You have every right to that, too. That's right. I can respect that.
You said something very vital. You said something very vital, which it doesn't matter from however many women I've dealt with from inception of me dating. I can literally go down the line and tell you how each woman that I was romantically involved with for a long period of time, towards the end of that relationship, has used something that I've said in security as a weapon against me.
Mm-hmm. It's horrible.
And that's not cool. That's not cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's not
cool. No.
No, it's not cool at all.
And you know, you would see, and I... You know, my piece is going to talk about all that, but you would think that you would learn a lesson because, mind you, when it first happened was with my son's mom. My son's mom, mm-hmm. towards the end of us, was able to destroy a friendship with me and one of my friends whom, because of his relationship with his wife, he decided to maintain a level of harmony in his home and sever our friendship for the sake of his marriage, which I fully understand. I wouldn't expect anyone to destroy a marriage over a friend. No, you make peace in your home.
Right.
But But she was able to do that based off of stuff that I told her in confidence about how I felt about certain situations that they had going on. And you would have thought that at 23, 24, I would have learned my lesson from her. But no, even up until 3-4 years ago, still, a woman was able to hurt me behind something that I told her out of trust, out of the relationship, because I figured that I was okay to bear all of me. But that's just what the case. So, yeah. Very, very deep topic. You really have to really take a look in self. But, yes, I love myself. I love myself immensely. There isn't anything that anyone can say, can do, to make me not love myself. Because God said that he made me in his image. And I am wonderfully made by his handiwork. So, no.
I know that's right.
You looking at a mini God when you look at me.
I hear that. All right, talk this. Okay. All right. I hear that answer.
You go, Ram.
That's what's
brother.
Up.
You
definitely.
Go, Ram. Ram, can't you say that?
Not too much lather. Not too much lather.
Yeah, not too much. Not too much. Not too much. You might maybe want to rub on my nips. Not too much.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
that's what I was going to say just now.
We can't do it on the chat, though, Lord. We call me chat. Your new girlfriend's here.
Oh, my God. But you know what?
Tell my new girlfriend, I say, hey, Miss Puff.
That's what's up. Well, you know what? Like going back to what I was saying earlier, and you just spoke on it about people weaponizing what you've confided in them about. I think that's the worst you can put on somebody in
it's
a relationship. That is
worst.
A guarantee to be the demise of any kind of connection that you have with that person. Any kind. I have been cheated on. I've been played with, manipulated mentally. But that right there, throwing something back in my face and not being able to keep it to yourself, that is the worst. Because it takes a lot for you to confide in somebody. Even somebody that is your mate. It takes a lot.
Right.
And they come back with that.
You know, do you know that behind those things is one of the reasons why when someone confides in me, I make sure I keep it to me.
If you
come to me and you confide in me, I'm going to make sure that I protect that with everything I have. Because it's nobody else's business because you confided in me. That's like me sending a new picture to somebody and they sharing it with the world. I'm like, hell, where am I cut? Getting paid for it. Give me my cut. It's my picture. Give me my cut. But, you know. But, yeah, but it's the worst. I mean, it is the worst. And you know, for a man, when a man gets to that point where he's able to confide in you and he's able to bear all, you have made it to a place that not many people can get to. And once you hurt him with that, you have now changed his perspective on everything that comes after with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
With everybody.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
It's craziness, and it's a sad part of life, but it is a part of it nonetheless. But thank you for that input. These inbox, can y'all stop for a second?
Yeah.
Y'all know I'm silly. Oh, my God. Okay. All right. I'm trying to focus here. Y'all crazy. I love y'all. Y'all crazy as hell. What was I doing? All right. All right. What did y'all bring? Can y'all stop, please? Everybody, stop. Stop. Y'all, come on. All right. I'm trying to stop laughing. Listen, Poetic.
Yeah.
I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight, didn't you?
I did.
Okay. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
This piece is called "It Was All a Myth." Do I love me enough to bear all? Well, before my fall, I was willing to be open and transparent, trusting my deepest feelings and thoughts to another as I try to forget just how painful it was to bear my all. Yes, I love me enough to be secretive now so I don't fall. Fall for another pretty face with beautiful eyes, telling me it's okay, baby, you can be safe here. And I remembered all my cries, wet-soaked pillows, hoping she was the one hero that I could just sink all my pain into. Instead, she would be the one to use my pain against me, too, to cause me so much damage. I never want to trust another again. That's how it started. She was my friend, at least so I thought. Suckered me into trusting, then fucking, yeah, I thought. That burying my soul and tearing me down while I tear down my stronghold was enough for me to not hide anymore. Secrets now, I cherish them like gold, hoping that someday the level of betrayal that I felt at the hands of a woman who said she was loyal and committed to just being there for me. I do have the capacity, just not the tenacity, to bear my all to someone for the streets. Matter of fact, for the city. It hurts as much as a man to want to be vulnerable to a woman who has my back, and then I'm able to shed my deepest, darkest thoughts and secrets. So all my love she would get, it's just that my vulnerability, I've become weakened and blinded by love's tranquility that I start to trust, hoping it's not a form of lust, but be comfortable with someone I can be naked with. But life shows me it may be a myth. And that's that piece.
Yo, that was deep.
Uh-huh.
That was so deep. Wow.
You can forget it. I love me enough, but you can forget it. You ain't got to know everything. You'll be all right. That's exactly how I
feel. That,
I mean, that's
so,
yeah.
There's so many layers to an individual.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, my first ex-wife,
mm-hmm.
whenever we would get into arguments or heated disagreements, she would always put up these walls that I would have to try to fight to tear down.
Mm.
And I said, why do you put up walls if you want this, if you want us, why would you put up a freaking wall? I said, it's not like I'm an outsider. I'm your husband. Why put up a wall for your husband?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And now I understand, after being hurt mm-hmm. by several different women, that I have a wall up that's almost impossible mm-hmm. to take down. Almost impossible. Do I like it? No, because I'm not that person. But for protection for me, yes, I'm that person.
Yeah, it's like a natural reflex.
Yeah.
You know, when you get to that point in your life from being hurt like that, it's a natural defense mechanism. And you know what? I don't think we do it intentionally. It's just something that comes about because it's just a natural protection for us. The human body and the brain is an awesome machine, and it will naturally kick in to protect you from the hurt that you, the damage that has been done before. So it's understandable. Mm. It is understandable. And you know what? I don't think anybody really is completely transparent with anybody that they're with. I don't care how long you've been with them.
Yeah.
You can be with people for a long time, and they can understand and they can learn your habits where some of your actions will become predictable. But do you ever really truly know a person inside and out?
You know, it's funny. It's funny because here is the level of transparency that I want, right? Here's the level of transparency. Baby, I was at work today. I saw this woman. Oh, my God. She was just so sexy, so attractive. And I couldn't stop. I couldn't just stop watching her. That's the level of transparency that I want, right? But I know that if I'm with someone, and the moment that I say that, the natural reaction is, oh, you want her? That's what you want? Instead of, dang, why can't I take a picture so I could see and I could see what you was looking at too, so I can see what you see what made you look at. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I know exactly what you're talking about. And you know what's crazy? Because I have always been like that. In fact, I will make it turn into a whole long, drawn-out conversation. What color nail polish did she have on? Oh, yeah, that's sexy, y'all. So I'm like, because I'm fun like that. You know what? But a lot of people, you can't talk to them like that because they
you can't. You just can't.
The first thing they do is grab at that negative part of their ego. They know the ego. Fucking with you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Go ahead.
I'm gonna tell you one day. I probably shouldn't say this on here. One day. One day, one of my exes, I sent her a picture of a muscular dude. I was like, babe, what would you do if I looked like this? I got nothing but complete silence. And then later, she said to me, okay, honey, let's have a discussion. You cannot send me things like this because it takes my mind in other directions. While I respect that, but in the same token, don't not have a reaction at all. Let me, you know, don't leave my mind wondering like, oh, well, dang, did I do something wrong? Did I say something? Don't let it linger. Address it right then and there so I can see what's coming from. Don't give the devil any room to play on my psyche now. So now I'm defensive when you come to me because you didn't respond in the moment. You know what I'm saying? Lord have mercy. I said, you know what? I said, I'm sorry. I said, you know what? Forgive me for trying to be transparent. I'm just never going to do that again. And I didn't. But that's the level of transparency that I'd like to have. I just don't want the negative effects that come from that.
Let me ask you something. With your exes, did you get straight into a relationship with them because of them being very attractive to you, or did you actually try to get to know them, like become friends with them?
I tried to get to know them. I got to know them first. My first ex-wife, she made me chase her. She made me get to know her.
Okay.
This was that Pisces, Donnell. I asked
Darnell,
her out.
Really? Just say dark. Okay. Oh, you reaching the devil, boy.
No, but seriously, that woman, I asked that woman out for months before she finally said yes. I thought that I was asking her out and she was playing hard to get and wanted me to chase her. Well, yes, that was definitely what she wanted. The flip side of it was she was a single mom with two kids and no one really to watch her kids to go out. So me being me, I said, well, you know, I get that. I said, I'm not crazy. So I don't mind if your kids come out on a date with us. I don't mind. She said, no, I don't know you. I'm trying to get to know you. I don't want to bring your kids on, you know. I said, that's cool. I respect that. I said, but if it's an issue, I don't mind. So finally she did say yes, and she was worth the wait, honestly. So, yeah.
That's what's up. Okay, because I was going to pinpoint that. Go ahead.
But I don't care how attractive you are, how unattractive you are. Those physicality is not going to make me rush into something with you. I've got to get to
right.
know you first. I just
Absolutely.
Didn't know the other side. I just didn't know the other sides of themselves, that they were not loving themselves enough to willing to be bare. They just wanted to keep their secrets.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You see how I did that?
Yes.
So,
yes. Okay. Yes. Very good.
So, Very good. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's so now, fast forward to now, we must be friends. Must.
Absolutely.
Because at the end of the day, we are not always going to love each other, and we have to have something that holds us together.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be glue.
Let me say one thing now. Okay.
Go ahead.
I heard what you just said about that, okay? And I agree, there has to be some kind of medium to keep you together. But I don't think it's about not loving one another. You get to the point where you don't like each other. And you might come to the point where you're like just really good roommates. Like, I can't. Right now, I just can't stand the way he's walking down the steps. I don't want to see him. The love.
Darnell.
No.
Darnell.
So you know what?
Have you been married
for 50 years?
Have you been married for 50 years? No.
It's not 50 years, but I was married for 23.
60 years, 70 years? No. Talk to one of those couples. They say, baby, listen.
The love doesn't leave. If you are still married to the person, the love doesn't leave, but you don't like that ass.
There were some days that I didn't love that man. That man hurt me to my heart, and I didn't love him.
It wasn't.
I don't believe that.
Still together. Mm-hmm. I got to the point where I despised my husband, but I still loved him. I ain't going to say what
I
wanted to do, but I still loved him. I just didn't like his ass no more.
I'm going to preface it with one of your green flags. We're going to agree to disagree.
Very good. Very good.
Y'all had to be here for last night's show to get that one.
Oh, Lord. All right. You know what? I got other callers that's probably laying
Kalinda.
Out right now. Okay.
Ooh,
yeah.
You got somebody waiting for me.
You got some planning to do. You got some planning to do, Ricky.
Kalinda, darling.
Hold on. You know what?
I'm going to bring you back later. Ooh, I'm on my way. Merci beaucoup. But Kalinda,
Put your butter on over there to the Love Lounge so she can have her way with you, because she got some words.
Absolutely.
And it's some choice words. If I say
one love, one might take your side, baby.
What's up, one mic? Okay, that man is crazy. All right. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go to this next caller. But wait, before I do, because I have to do this before 10 o'clock, let me hit this real quick. There we go.
Baby. Take your spot.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Welcome back. This is the Love Zone. I'm your host, La Perla Negra, and I'm joined by my sexy diva, Miss VIP. All right, diva, let's open up this next microphone and from a poetic to rain. Hey, diva, how you doing tonight? Welcome to the Love Zone.
Hey. What's up, divas? How y'all doing?
We're good.
We're good.
What's good with you tonight? Huh?
Hey, you know, just working over here in Paul Designs. Just had a little production earlier. It was a lot of fun. I got to be the white mistress on Waiting to Exhale. Kathleen.
Oh, not the white mistress. Oh, you know what? I never caught on to it. He did have a white mistress. He left before that white woman. Okay, that's what's up, girl.
Yeah.
That's what's up, definitely.
That was a lot of fun.
I bet it was.
We'll be running it back. Yeah, but it was it was really dope. It's a reenactment, so it's not a play by play. It's you get to hear everybody's poetic take on it, so it's pretty dope. But that's it. That's all I got going on over here. Just working on some Christmas orders.
Mm. All right, boss lady. Okay. That's what's up. Well, my diva has something to ask you.
Okay.
All right, diva. You love yourself enough to bear all of you to your partner, mind, body, and soul, or you going to keep certain pieces of you hidden within? What say you?
For me, transparency is important to me. Being that communication is probably one of my love languages, like the top, I know it's not one of the five, but communication to me is essential. And so if I am requesting it and almost demanding it, then I have to be willing to do the same, right? So with that said, I think that communicating myself and who I am and why I am the way I am to the person that I'm with and being transparent, this can't be just with anybody, right? You can't just do this with anybody, but when you're with somebody and they've proven that that's the position that they should be in, then I believe in full transparency. Of course, is everything going to come up all at one time? No. But I would hope that the character of the person that I'm with allows me and gives me the freedom to be who I am, and there is no judgment in any and everything that I've been through. And if what I've been through in my life, if the things that I've gone through are too much for somebody, well, maybe I'm too much for them. So maybe that's not the right person for me. So I'm going to be transparent. I'm going to be, you know, we're just going to have to talk it out. And if he can't handle it, then, again, maybe it's not for me.
Absolutely. Like Poetic said, there are layers. There's levels to this. I will always be transparent because that's the only way I know how to be. Don't get it wrong, okay? I'm like a diary for some people. I will take you through the grave and beyond infinity. But as far as myself, that level of trust that I put in you has to be earned. It has to be earned. I can't just blurt out, you know, this and this and this and that and expect you to be completely accepting of that and think and believe foolishly that you're not going to turn it against me. No, you got to earn this friendship. You really do. You have to earn this trust. You know what I mean? So
I heard what he was saying. And quite honestly, I'm saying this from experience. Mm-hmm. My ex-husband threw all kinds of shit in my face because we were friends and I shared things with him. And that's okay, but he's my ex for a reason. So my thing is I'm not going to stop being who I am because of someone else's insecurities and someone else's hiccups and someone else's issues that they need to face. I'm not going to stop being me because of how they are. It, trust is earned, and I think that for me, again, the foundation is communication. So we earn trust through communication, and so if I'm sharing something with you and you decide that that's something you want to bring up later and throw in my face, then again, maybe you're not the one for me. But I'm not going to stop being who I am. You're not going to dictate who I am, period.
I know that's right, girl. Tell them again. Tell them again. Right.
Right.
Go ahead, boss lady. I'm feeling you on that. All right. I like that. Now, Miss Rain, I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to.
So, I pulled from our
ready?
Yes.
That's how far you can pull it from anywhere, stars, the sea, anywhere, honey. Pull it from the raindrops falling on your body.
I'll be having some new work soon. The only thing I've written is for this play. So, all right, I'm ready when you are.
The mic is yours.
The pages of her story always felt written on pages made of paper mache. Undefined lines with her chapters glued together in no particular order. An epic epoch lost upon converging layers and folds with indiscernible timelines. Broken sentences and complex expressions desperately searching for interpretation. She always wondered if anyone spoke her language or would she forever be lost in translation. He had been in the distance watching and observing her before he decided to approach. Inquisitively asked if he could read between her lines, and she granted permission, so he began skipping about her pages, seeking to find her finest prints. He knew that there was more to her than what met the eye, and it might take some time, but he thought her worthy to create space for her, so he could explore every nuance. He wasn't afraid to uncover her secrets or expose her fears. He wanted to know what made her tick. See, her chaos was beautiful to him. Like a deconstructed version of his favorite dish, he wanted to devour her insecurities, her history, her intellect, wanted to know if she tasted like well worth the wait. Because he had been waiting. Hesitantly, gradually, she began to surrender to the idea of being read wide open. It was the way her spine felt resting in the fold of his palm, the way his lifeline gently kissed the length of what held her all together, the way his fingertips pondered upon the edges of her fragile pages, the way his pauses felt pleasingly poetic when he stumbled upon something that intrigued him, the way she felt uncomfortably exposed in his presence. Yet, it was in those moments when her plot began to thicken. And
he wanted to know if she tasted like well worth the wait. Girl, what? I'm still in that. I'm still in that line. I'm telling you, still in that line. That shit was dope. That was beautiful. Oh my God, girl. Man.
When you saw her, she was beautiful. Wow. I like that.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Bianca. I appreciate
you. Wow, y'all. I'm touched. Y'all touching me tonight. Get off of me. Oh, my God. I love it. Y'all know I'm crazy. I love it, though. I do. Oh, my God. That was beautiful, Rain. Thank you so much, Diva. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-mm.
Let me
Thank
put myself
you.
Together.
I appreciate you.
Wow. Yeah.
Always,
what I'm going to do,
the space.
always. I'm going to send you on over there in the Love Line with Poetic and Kalinda. And you go on and get your favorite drink. Drink through in the house. And, girl, I can't wait to hear another piece by you. No. One love, one mic.
Okay. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow. That was, I really, really like that piece. That line right there, and she tastes like, well, what the way? God, that is some hot shit to say. If a guy came up to me and said that to me, I'd probably fall right into him. Like, oh, Lord, excuse me. All right, I'm going to open up this next fight. We went from a rain to a... Lauren, welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing, Sir Lauren?
Oh, wow. Better than ever. You know, I feel like a corked wine waiting to be popped.
Oh, okay. All right. The bottles. Okay. That's what's up. It's good to hear from you, though. Yeah. Well,
yes,
I'm
yes,
gonna ask
yes. I've been out of pocket.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you have?
Well, everybody and everything. I mean, shows been getting canceled and stopped and this and whatever, and I've been out. But anyway, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? Life happens. But I'm going to ask
you. Oh, yeah.
That's
not a complaint.
Okay. That's a good thing. Now, Sir Lawrence. Do you love yourself enough to bear all of you to your partner, mind, body, and soul, or must you keep certain pieces of you hidden?
Okay. That's a four-parter, you know, for me. Huh. You know, like, you know, to answer the main question is yes, I do love myself enough to. But it has been proving itself out that in the course of my life, it always turns out to be ammunition. You know, especially you know when you there are certain things you know and you know it's interesting. I agree with every single thing Van Metal said, everything. Okay. And the answer to that is that's why you have a thing called exes. It's because those are the people who would do that. You know what I mean? And nobody, people will bear their soul, but nobody bears their bones. You know? And you know what I'm saying? So I'm how transparent you are, you do not bear your bones, right? So, you know, people can say what they want. And I think it would be a beautiful thing to be with someone that you can trust enough, you know what I'm saying, to bear. I mean, because that's what the relationship is supposed to be about in the first place. You know what I mean? That we trust ourselves enough to trade body fluids. There are situations where no one else on the planet knows this, and I am sharing this with you. You know what I mean? And then you look up, and then. Because you've been put to the wall in terms of losing an argument, so the only win you have is to reach in the stash and pull out something that I gave you when we were at a point where we're trying to bond towards sharing. And then you take that blade and stick it in the fire and cut me with it. You can't and like you said, that's, you know, in terms of anything that you can do in a relationship, I don't know that there's anything that tops that. Especially if it's something that you went all the way down to the side of your heel, past your ankle, to bring to them. You dug that deep, you know, and the only thing that they can do is turn around and slap you in the face with it. I mean, come on.
Right.
No, they got they got nothing after that. There's nothing. You No, they everything changes after that point. Everything.
Okay. That's fair. Mm-hmm. And you're right. It's very hard to recover from having that done to you. As much as you want to continue with that person and let it go, that damage right there is damn near unrepairable. It really is. So I agree with what you were saying, so Lauren, thank you for that. I really thank you for that. Now, what I want to know, what we want to know is, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight?
Well, actually, this season, I don't know that it necessarily ties completely in, but, you know, it's in the vicinity.
Okay.
And, and then I wrote this piece, and this is one of those things, like this is the tie-in, I think, because sometimes this is how you would like it, but how you would like it doesn't always happen.
Right. Absolutely. Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
The Knock. Sitting between moonlight and the glow from the candles shimmering off the wine glass, an unexpected knock. Pouring this time-honored process, I said, come in. The handle turned with curious anticipation. The door with a practice "You are going to enjoy this," slowly opened. She stood in the framework, delivering a serious Kodak moment. My left eyebrow rose. I looked at the crushed grapes, then back at her, and as she said, "Is that a cab? And is there enough for two?" Without a word, I produced a second glass, adding, "I hear boy-girl fun is underrated." "She, I think it's who's participating." "Me, women in suede shoes are sexy." "She, men who notice also notice." "Me, is introduction necessary?" "She, I've done my homework. I'm here to help you with yours." "Me, we can do a professional massage with restrictions or a full body massage with no limits." "She, would you mind refilling my glass?" "Me, did you lock the door?" Sir Lawrence.
Okay. That's
wow.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Go ahead.
I was trying to envision what you were saying. You know what I mean? I try to close my eyes and envision what a poet is spitting at the time. So, you know, you're like, why we got to know each other's name? I know. I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, those chance things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was all spontaneous from start to finish. It was all spontaneous.
Is there room enough?
Yeah. Spontaneity, that is all right.
Absolutely.
Wow.
You know what's interesting about that piece? I came home one night, and I stopped by the store and bought a bottle of wine. Mm-hmm. And I came in, and this particular wine, they had it on sale. And I bought a second bottle because I said I want to catch another bottle before it goes off sale. And so then I got ready to put it on the rack, and I thought, I said, you know what? I said, let me drink some wine. You know, I don't have to wait for some company. Let me just drink some wine. And so I opened the bottle, and as I started pouring it, then this whole piece just transpired right in front of me, and I just wrote it.
That was your inspiration? You know,
we
can get inspired anywhere with anything. It can be, I mean, literally anything. So that's all right. That's all right. That's all right. I like that piece, though, Celine. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And you guys, both of your pieces were good as well. I mean,
thank you.
I forget to tell y'all that sometimes, but yeah, y'all pieces were good as well.
Oh, thank you. That's appreciated.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, it's not like y'all are going unheard. I just wanted to make sure of that.
Oh, that's what's up. Thank you so much. That's something that is truly, truly appreciated. Sometimes we need to hear that, too.
I can dig it. Yeah, I can
do. Okay, well, I'm gonna set you over there in the Love Lounge. You go on in there. Order your favorite drink. Drinks are on the house, and enjoy yourself. And stick around for the rest of the show. One love, one mic.
Yeah, I see a bigger. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Indeed.
Nice, very nice. Hey, Diva, guess who's up next? Can you see it? We got one of our favorite New York joints coming in here. Hey, Hubby, how are you doing?
Hey, what's going on? Good people.
Good
my
you?
Favorite Philly Johns
yeah.
in the entire world. Hey, Philly Johns, how are you?
I'm just teasing. Hey, how you doing?
I came to give love and support and shout out people.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. And you know, you can find it with me without hearing this epiphany anytime day or night. It's all good. It's all good.
We family.
My diva does have a question to ask you.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, Bobby, do you love yourself enough to have all of you, your partner, mind, body, and soul, or must you keep certain things hidden? Like, can you bear everything?
Well, my general rule is I don't expose my colon to anybody. You can't see what's in the colon. You'd be like, let me see your colon. I'd be like, no. Let me see your colon.
There you go.
Expose your colon. I'd be like, nah. You don't ever know what's in my colon. My colon belongs to me and me only. It's my colon. You only see the shit when I shit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
No,
all
right, that's serious. No, I suppose if you get to the point, like, I'm a big proponent of being able to, you got, like, everybody's got to know, you got to know where the bodies is buried. Everybody's got to do that with each other. Be like, I know your body's buried, so, you know, shit don't happen. You'd be like, oh, you know, your body's buried. You'd be like, there's bones in the closet. You'd be like, oh, shit. Like, they've been this whole time. You got to help each other out.
Lord.
But there are certain things. Huh?
I'm listening. Oh,
things,
Lord.
Huh? There's certain things you got to keep to yourself. Like you know, like certain things. I'm just saying, like, there's certain things you got to do. Like you got to pass gas early in a relationship so you don't get mad when somebody fought. And you be like, damn. It's not like somebody died. You need to know that early. Right. You need to know that. That's a form of listen. Being able to take dumps, right, no matter how funky, and have a conversation with a person in the toilet is important. That's intimacy, whether you believe it or not. It's funky, but it's intimacy.
God. You know what?
But.
Like we said, it's levels to that shit, y'all.
There is levels to it.
Go ahead.
But what I'm saying also, right, there are some things you have to remain to keep to yourself. You do not share. You do not put those things. Like, you don't have to tell everybody everything. Just the most important, like if it's fatal, life-affirming, life-defining, like, you know, anything that can really change things, those are the things you must know. But, you know, what they say at, was it school days? Like, Susie May in high school. Keep that shit to yourself. Nobody want to know about that. You know, you do the stuff that you know that's important. Right? You do stuff that's important. Now, if you knew you did some incredibly bad, hoey, I got my girl and her grandmother type stuff, you might want to die with that. Like, I mistakenly fucked your grandma's. You want to keep that to yourself. You don't want to tell nobody nothing like that.
Mistakenly. Oh, Lord. Oh, yeah.
Listen. Like, I'm telling you. Like, you know, some people, it's never happened to me. But I've heard that head with no teeth is amazing. I don't know what that feels like. I don't know what it is. But at some point, somebody's going to find out and tell somebody. I'll be cutting up on y'all, so I'm sorry.
Sorry. And you know what? No, I know a woman who used to remove her dentures, and she's young. She just got all her teeth knocked out when she was a lot younger. And she says that the men find it amazing to have it without the teeth in.
Listen, I ain't been gum before, but I'm going to find out.
I ain't Gumby. Oh, my God. Listen. Before you get into your teeth with your crazy... I don't know what it's like to be by somebody without teeth.
I'm just saying, look, I know she's good, you know. She be people's phone. They call
her. I love
they call
my
Bazooka
Joe.
They be like, yo, like, who's Bazooka Joe? Who's Bazooka Joe? Is it our gum? It sure is.
You know, but I can't. But you're crazy. You're crazy. I'm going to keep that in mind, though. But before you get into your piece, Bobby, can you please let everyone know what you have got going on in the Tiffany universe?
Well, technically, it is the third. It is the third Sunday in Tiffany Radio Universe, and usually we do Honey Drippers, but I don't know. I think I will know. I don't even think I'm not even going to be in the Honey Dripper room this Sunday. I just know this Sunday is metaphorical jism, so I know I'm not going to be around this weekend. I'm going to be gone, you know. I'm going to be where I'm at, so... Mm-hmm. So hopefully we can get around to doing something, but, oh, man, this is interesting. But, it looks like that, you know. It could be anything right now because we're going to have fun no matter what, so it don't matter. All right.
I know, that's right.
That will happen. So we can rock out with our socks out and stuff like that. So it could be good.
All right. So, well, thank you for that, Liz. And we're looking forward to it.
You're welcome.
Now, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you brought something.
Maybe.
Not the sinister. That last sound like you have some nefarious.
Who knows?
What
let me stop. All right, I'm trying to decide right now. I'm trying to decide. I said, do I do the new? Do I do the new, or do I do the new?
Don't
what
give
should
us
I
the
do?
New. Hold out. Don't give us the new. Give us the new.
Just the new? Okay, I do the new.
Yeah,
okay,
that's the new.
I can work with that. It could be nice.
All right,
so I probably have to go back for the playback for this one. All right, let me clear my voice. All right, pet peeves. Notice my pet peeve. I'm just saying this beforehand because I just got pissed off. When you put drinks in the freezer for them to get cold, right? Never mind people didn't buy the drink. They didn't move the drink. They didn't take the drink out the car. They didn't carry the groceries in. They didn't do nothing. But you put the drink in the freezer. Why did they drink the drink in the freezer?
Oh,
why
my.
Why did they do that? They didn't buy the ice.
Lord,
nigga business. That's what I'm calling. It's nigga business. It's pure nigga business.
That's what
I'm
calling.
I was like, so you waited. You saw me put it in here. You knew I was going to wait the appropriate 2 hours. I waited 2 hours. I put it right in this thing, you know, right near the thing where the cold air blows out, right, the vent. Put it there. I said, 2 hours, this is going to be the coldest of the cold. It's going to be delicious. No ice. Just the little frost in the joint. You turn it, and you get it, and you get that first bite, and it's like the bite hits you in your nose. You be like, ah, got me. You know, I got a pepsi eye when I do that. It's fucked up. Drink the drink. This is why people, they ain't gonna live past 8. I don't know if they gonna make it.
Yeah.
I don't know if they gonna make it. I just don't know. Anyway, all right.
Lord have mercy.
All right, but here's the. New. Just tell me if it's too loud. Hold on. I got to do through here. Hold on. All right. Hold on. Can you hear it?
What's my song? Oh, yes, it's perfect.
Yeah.
The mic is yours.
I need you to touch yourself. Hear my voice and imagine me pleasing you in every way that you can imagine. The raspy tenor of my voice talking you into orgasm while your right hand tweaks and twists your nips. Your left hand rubs magic circles around clit. Moving from a light mist causing raging rivers to flow from slit. And I can't wait to eat you from the back. You make me dream of nasty moments, want to know your level of vibration when you come so I can photograph into my memory the frozen seconds of your old face. Let it lotion my desire. Let it make my blood rush. Let it etch my sensual imagination as your punani begins to gush. Rest your inner hips on the seat of my chin and lips. Rock yourself in the grip of my hand. Let me lick your stab. Hold you steady and strong so your legs don't cramp. I want to touch you with words in a way that overtakes you. Makes a lake of you beneath your waist. That you cross your legs, fighting the urge as if I was taking a taste. Slurge. Let this orgasmic wave manifest me on my knees, waiting for you hungrily. My hurried fondness for your torrential frenzy. You will be a mainstay of my diet. Let the air ecstasy take your moans till sleep makes you quiet. And let that sleep be fitful. That your divine cravings will be meant. That your savings of passion spent, leaving your desires bankrupt and broken for all the lust entered to your ear spoken. Your fingers are my paintbrush. As I ask you to dip them into the palette of your pussy to paint ravenous rapture to capture my craven devotion. An introspective potion. My speak hastening hand motion across the canvas of your skin, inscribing the vicious incantations and lustful sensations, whispered carnal conversations. In essence, let me let you. Come.
God,
my Lord,
you know what?
Already.
Yo. I was drinking some water to wash down my pill that I have to take. And that first line, I almost put the damn pill across the room. Damn,
yeah, no, it's just that you're going to come on the show and fool around and then turn the tide just like that.
Yeah, just come in and do us like that. Shit, I'm used to, you see, that's honey dripping shit. That's that king drip shit. I'm used to swooning. Lord, have mercy. But that one made me want to swing. Shit. That was delicious. Lord, have mercy. Oh, man, I love that, Javi. Damn, you know what? You just got that itch factor. You are one of those poets that has that thought. Okay, Mahari, I'm got that. Diva, I'm sorry. Go on, give your piece on it. Sorry.
Like I said, came in joking. Then turn the tide so fast, almost knocked me on my chair. I'm like, well, now I didn't. This is the way to go.
I'm like an onion. I have layers.
Yeah. Well, this one had a big surprise underneath of it when we peeled that layer back. Okay. Well, Holly, thank you, love, for fantastic, sexy. Oh, have mercy. I hope my shit starts. I'm going to send you over there to the Love Lounge. With everybody else, go have your favorite drink. Drinks are on the house. And then you enjoy the rest of the night. One love, one mic.
Well, thank you. One love, one mic. Love you guys.
Bye. Okay. Damn. What was I supposed to be doing? I'm gonna bring Poetic back in real quick, to give us the rundown for Epiphany. Well, damn, he ain't even on the microphone yet. I'm sending back over there for just hold on a second. All right, Poetic, can we please get the? She don't want to have no time away from you because you neglected her last week, and she really, really felt some type of way. But that child was in my ear. Okay.
She took some of the crown peach I like, rubbed it on her lips, and just told me to just get it.
Poetic, can we please get the rundown for you?
Absolutely. It was my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for the Get Down with your host, the Dark Knight himself, J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. And we want to know, what's the craziest thing that has ever inspired your piece tomorrow night? Friday night's going to be Express Your Vibe with Miss VIP. Saturday night's going to be Poetic Therapy, y'all, with La Pearl, La Negra, and Stan the Man Phillips. Sunday night's The Inspiration Factory with your host, Divine Inspiration, Paul Sampson, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night, y'all, is going to be The Soul Cafe with your host, For Real, the poet Douglas, author Larry Maddox, y'all, the CEO himself, Essentially Jean Nice, and the event page, La Pearl, La Negra, and yours truly, Poetic. And you just heard Mojave Tuesday night next week. It's going to be one of his shows. You make sure you tune in. And then we'll be right back here for another edition of The Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Pearl at Negra. Ladies, back to you.
Thank you. Can you please go on back over there if I have to dock her?
You know what?
You done did something to her. She was not this defiant. He wasn't defiant at all.
You know I'm on my way back. I got to get some more taste off those lips. What you mean? I'm on my way.
Lord, have mercy. One love, one mic.
Well, Diva, it is the Love Zone after all. But dang.
Oh, yeah, it is the love zone, and I think those two made a love connection. There ain't nothing wrong with it, but she ain't going to worry me about that man, okay? Stop playing with me.
Okay.
I'm going to do this real quick before I open up this last microphone, because we can, are you going deep?
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town. This is Radio. Your number one hit station.
This is Song, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Love Zone. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. Now, you have approximately 19 minutes been here. Press that 1 so you can interact with us. Or you can stay on and listen. But after 11 o'clock, Blog Talk Lady ain't got no chill. You don't care. Okay, she got zero to give about your situation and your timing. So get on in here. Get on this mic and put your hand up so we can interact. Now I'm going to open up this next microphone to our other New York John. This is all of them sexy intellectuals, but this one in particular. Is what do you call him, Steve? The poet laureate?
Poet laureate, yes.
Poet laureate. We're going to open up this mic. What a way to end the show. Save the best for last. Hey, Dave, Rob, the wise son. Welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
I'm very well. Good evening, ladies.
Hi.
Good evening.
Okay.
Always pleasant to hear your voice. Goodness gracious.
I'm hoping that it is a pleasant evening for the two of you. I don't want to get rushed off. I just want to say hello and tell you ladies, I'm hoping you're having a great evening, a fantastic holiday season, and great show.
Oh.
Good night.
Thank you.
You know what? Don't make me read this fiber optics and yank you. Don't make me
why everything got to come down to violence with you?
I chose violence just now, okay? Because I feel like you're trying to run from me, okay? And I'm not having it. I am absolutely not having it, okay? Don't make me call you tonight and give you a piece of my mind here. I know your phone number, okay?
I'm just clutching my pearls. I'm like, well, what the hell? What I do?
You started it.
Sweet baby Jesus.
Going nowhere. So you just hold on a sec now. Okay. Made me forget. Y'all just cutting up this week. Boy, I must see that. So y'all must have a picture of me near a dartboard and just let's get Danielle this week. Let's get her. I got something for your asses, though. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Don't whisper like that. It does things to me. But whose turn is it to ask the question?
It's yours, Dan. It's yours, Dan.
Wait a minute. You know what? No, I ain't.
I didn't do nothing.
Asking the question yet.
Mm-hmm. I ain't do nothing.
I want to know, I like this topic that you picked. I like all the topics that you picked. Ladies and gentlemen, in case you don't know, he's from an awesome show on Thursday night. But I'm going to let him tell you about that real quick, and then we're going to get back into the show. Mr. Wise Son, J. Rob the Wise Son, can you please let everybody know what you got going on in the Tiffany Universe?
You just heard Van tell you. Whatever Van says,
all right, let me, wait a minute,
that's
let,
what we
let
do.
Me, let me, let, Let me try this one more time, Diva, because
I don't
think
Before I came on, Wolverine just told the entire universe what's popping tomorrow night. I'm just going to reiterate and say
you don't want to miss
tomorrow night. It's the holiday season. You don't want to miss it. Because you don't want to miss it.
Why
was
that?
Tomorrow night will never happen again, ever.
Mm.
Ever. You don't want to miss tomorrow night. You heard what Van said. It wasn't only 2 minutes ago. Don't miss tomorrow. Trust me. This is the holiday season. Missing tomorrow, it's going to be like jumping off the springboard into an empty swimming pool. You don't know what's about to happen. Don't miss tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
That's how you're going to do me. That's how you're going
to
do
miss tomorrow night.
It's okay.
Don't miss tomorrow
night. It's okay. All right. It's okay.
I want y'all tap dancing on rainbows. I want y'all to pull your best lyric and slurp on it like it's spaghetti. I want you to listen to the one thing that makes you moan and pretend that God told you the secret combination into heaven and then come back and write a piece of poetry about that on the get down. And that's not even tomorrow night's topic, but that's how it feels.
Okay. Okay. All right. I'll take that. I'll fuss at you later on about it, but I'll take it for now.
Please don't rush me off. I just wanted to say hello though.
I'm not rushing you any. Hold on, one more time. One more again. Here, one more again. Say one more again.
What I do?
One more again. What I do? Somebody is pushing me up in here, but it's okay. I'm sorry. I can handle it. I can handle it.
Good evening, ladies.
Good evening.
From the village of the Bronx, New York. It is I, VJ Rob, the wise son. And I just wanted to make sure I came through to say hello and happy holidays to you ladies. Thank you for your time.
It was greatly appreciated. It really, really is. You know, we always look forward to you coming in here. It's always an open mic waiting for you to grab off of the stand and the do as you will.
That part.
Do how you do it, how you do, make it do what it do. Because we know you
that part.
Do it. Like that. Yeah. Yeah. before we get into it, how have you been, though? I hope you're in good spirits.
2021 ain't been that great to a brother. But I'm still here. I'm still fighting, so... There's something to be said about a cat that's still in the good fight. So I'm not arguing one bit. I accept everything that comes with it. And God got a plan, and he's like, you know what? I'm going to keep you around another 55 years. And I'm like, you know what? I'm rocking with you on that.
No, that's right. It can only go up from here. I promise you that.
I'm trying to tell you.
You might have a little stumbling stone here and there, you know, along the road.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Girl, wait till y'all see my next few posts.
Oh, I'm excited.
Got to be more careful.
I'm excited. Lord have mercy.
Got to be more careful.
Who's asking the question tonight, Diva?
You was.
I'm asking the question. Okay.
Something like that. Yeah.
About the wise son. I have something I want to ask you this. Do you love yourself enough to bear all of you to your partner? Mind,
no.
Body, and soul. Let me finish. Or must you keep certain pieces of you hidden?
I ain't telling nobody everything. Fuck that.
That's fair.
I ain't never. What? Listen, I can get married tomorrow, and in 55 years, God calls me home. They're going to be like, he did what in 2021? No, impossible. I was just with him last week. How did this shit happen?
Yeah. You got two guardian angels shaking their head.
I'm going to walk into the pearly gates like, y'all knew I wasn't telling her.
Yeah. He's already there. He's going to walk in there afterwards like, look.
Y'all knew it.
Y'all signed me to him. Okay? I didn't pick him. Y'all signed me to him. Y'all deal with that.
My kids are all going to say the same thing. Get the fuck out of here. He left us nothing.
Oh, my God.
This dude is worth $100 million. He left us nothing.
Oh wow! Oh my God! Oh Lord, how mercy!
I'm gonna sit back and be like, "What? Y'all knew I was gonna do that. I told y'all when y'all signed me up 60 years ago. I told y'all." They'd be like, "I'm like, You're not going back to Earth like everybody else." I'm like, that's kind of foul. That's kind of wrong. You sent Saddam Hussein back. I mean, granted, he came back as a gerbil, but he got to come back.
Oh, God. Oh, my stomach. You ain't got no damn sense.
None at all.
Say what? Hey, say
yo.
You know me? 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 All right.
Yes.
I loved it. That's messy.
For those of you listening that don't understand, hit me up in my inbox. I will send you the video. You'll get it. And you will laugh as we are laughing.
Yes. Okay.
I promise you will laugh like I do.
Yes. Now, why son?
Yes.
What did you bring to Lucy for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you brought something.
Nothing delicious, but I did write something to put in your intellectual mouth. But nothing delicious.
Oh, that's even better.
My cousin Mojave writes delicious stuff. I don't write
you,
delicious stuff.
You do as well. All the gentlemen.
My cousin is sexy. I'm just a poet. My cousin is sexy.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. Coming from the...
And Van can sing. And talking French.
We knew that.
me being
and David Mott sounds well. Like Barry White singing in the Secret Garden. It's real.
Well,
it's just like
what?
An all around cat. The boy is bad.
You're right about that.
I'm just here so I don't get fired.
You mean it's not because you love spitting your poetry and doing something to us?
Trying not to be fired, girl. It's a tough world.
Trying
not to be fired.
Hard out here for a pimp.
Trying to tell you. Trying not to get fired.
I can't with you. Oh, Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, you see why I love my Epiphany family. They just crazy as all get out. But I wouldn't trade them for the world. I'm trying to tell you.
That's right, damn it.
I'm trying to tell you, wild horses couldn't drag me away. Okay. But, okay, mister, I didn't bring anything to this. Whatever you brought, whenever you're ready, pick that up. The mic is yours.
Cool. So this is entitled Memories Her bed smells like the dopest cologne I could ever find that night before our scintillating scheduled rendezvous. You know the one. The one that left the scent on her pillows that was just like fingerprints to her nostrils. She remembers us. She stares at me with those half-closed eyes before she sat on my lap and just looked at my lips long enough to inhale and saying, "Oh, shit." My baby whispers very softly, licking my lips. Cupping my chin with one hand, she begins to smile, teasing herself continually because she disagrees with me as to how big my lips are, so she softly kisses on them, mouthing words that sound like how fucking soft they are and how she can't wait to watch me enjoy her orally. So we make out. We make out like hungry, succulent, sensuous teenagers whose raging hormones are overriding this animalistic urge to please one another. Dry humping hard enough to tear a hole in my pants, she allows me permission by her own hand to unbutton one blouse at a time on her blouse to enjoy her skin. Blouse open, with her lace bra exposing her bare accessories. And all I'm thinking to myself is, this woman's just going to be my chocolate-covered angel all over again. And a good thing for me is she knows how much I love chocolate. Yet for some reason, the continuation of this osculation takes me back to a place when a woman kissed you for this long only because she really liked you. Before the tasting of other body parts, this was the exercise in above-the-waist aristocratic acrobatics. This was juicy. This was sexy. This was passionate, so much so that even our moans were mutually musical. This wasn't the same dance that we shared for so long, so often before. This was different. This felt different. And her hungry energy for me was different. As I matched and surrendered to her passion, it was a prelude to what was going to be an incredible evening of forever. Until the sound of bacon cooking from the end of the song on a wax record began to fade into memory. And we remained entangled in each other's arms, trapped in silk, until I woke up with her perfume all over me, invading my nostrils. And all I'm thinking at the end of all of this is she walks away. God damn, she really can kiss. That's it.
Mm. God damn. Go ahead, Diva. Go ahead. You first. Lord.
Well, let me just put it this way. Now, J-Vibe knows, and we all, most of us are sapiosexual, if not all, but osculation. Oh, yeah. And I love it, too. Yes. All I can say is yes. Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute.
I love it.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You said this woman is going to be my next chocolate angel. Footprint. What you say? Fingerprint through her nostrils. Damn. She really can't kiss. And you said you didn't have anything delicious for us tonight. Are you kidding me? My mouth is watering. Oh my God. God, that was sexy. That right there was sexy as hell. Oh my God. Oh,
Well,
to a flight set,
y'all.
I can't wait to listen to the playback. I'm having a hot flash.
Shit. That was beautiful. That was beautifully written. That was beautifully executed. That was such, it was hot. It just had me like, you know, you can't help but sit completely still so you don't miss not one syllable.
You know what I mean? You can sit here and you got to hear every vibration that comes out of every letter. It's just, and you just picture, you have the vision in your head. of everything that's going on, and you try to picture the poet's expression and the person that they're talking about, their expression, and Lord, okay, I can go on and on about this shit. That was dope. That was really dope. I'm trying to tell you, had all of my attention. Oh my God, I love that, man. Thank you. Woo.
Thank you.
What a way to end the damn show. Go ahead.
Thank
go
you
ahead.
Both.
Come on. Say what you're going to say. Actually, what?
Now go ahead and get that drink. He deserves it tonight.
Yes, indeed. But you were going to say something else. You said, actually, what?
That wasn't delicious. That's just something I've been
delicious.
Cooking up.
It was delectable.
Oh, Diva, I was just going to take the word right out of my damn mouth. It was. I'm trying to tell you. Encore. I want more. Oh, my God. Yeah. That was beautiful. I loved it. Yes, it was. All right.
Leave the door open.
You didn't do anything. Oh, leave the door open.
I said leave the door open.
Leave the door
open.
The door. That tickled the shit out of me. Okay. I can't even say it now. I love it. All right. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you,
guys. Was awesome for the time. And
thank you, ladies.
What a way to close the show. Save the best for last. That's what I'm talking about. Going over there and join up with your partner in crime. He got Corinda at the back of the bar talking about whatever. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
One love, one mic,
ladies.
Wow, Diva, what a way to end the show. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. Yeah. And thank you. Any closing words, Diva?
I guess the usual. Please be safe out here. Not over. Wear your mask at all times and stay 6 feet apart. A lot of people, just because they're vaccinated, don't think they could, you know, they should still distance themselves. Just give them the look or tell them to get back. Just, you know, stay safe, y'all. I want to really express the fact that now it's, you know, nearing the holidays. Holidays started with Thanksgiving, but always give thanks and love on your family, love your friends, whomever, because, and always be kind, because you never know where a person is at that time, okay? So God bless you guys, and thank you. Diva?
Yes, Diva, thank you once again for being an awesome co-host. And everybody, like she said, you know, you be safe. Practice that whatever it is that keeps you from spreading this germ and catching this germ. Just do it. Also, love yourself. Get that good relationship going with yourself. That's the spirit line. And continue to love and respect one another. I love y'all. Thank you, all the poets that came out, got on the mic. Had an awesome time with you. And for the ones that just listened in, people that were streaming online, all of that, I want to say thank you to everybody. And with that, say peace.
I need to know when things get hard, baby. Tell me that you won't fall. I'll give you my all, girl, you just gotta be worth my time. And if I promise not to waste yours, promise me you won't waste mine. Oh, I will give you the world, baby girl, you just gotta be worth it. I will give you the world, baby girl. You ain't gotta be perfect, yeah. City, you just gotta be. Oh, no, you ain't gotta be. Hey, oh, I'm pulled by gravity, please. Promise you won't switch up, and I stand solid for you. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I will give you the world, baby girl. You just gotta be worth it. I will give. No, you.